Let's look at a verse in Isaiah chapter 41. Just 10 minutes, so I will keep to the time. Isaiah chapter 41. And, you know, in difficult times, in trying days, in last days, there's always the possibility of fear. And many of God's people are experiencing fear. My question to you that I have asked my own self as I have enjoyed the Word of God and this Scripture, how do you deal with fear? You see, fear is an emotion that indicates what's going on inside. Oftentimes it is an emotion that grips us in sudden danger when adversity arises. Of course, there is a healthy kind of fear that prevents us from doing stupid things and crazy things. We are, as you know, we are surrounded by a generation, I guess you could say, a no-fear generation. No fear of sin and no fear of bad choices and no fear of God and no fear of consequences. The psalmist says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all those who practice it have good understanding. That's the healthy kind of fear. But what I was considering as I read Isaiah 41, not so much as I considered it, but just in reading down it and then thinking about this subject, was the fear that is the harmful kind of fear. The fear that indicates a lack of closeness and dependence upon God. A fear that tells us that something is wrong. I suppose we could say that fear, in this sense, is the opposite of courage. I spoke to a man just recently, and we were discussing me, actually. And he said, he said, "Brian, you need to pray for courage." And ever since that conversation, every day, I have prayed for courage. I need courage. And so we need to live our lives not in fear and not allowing the emotion of fear to control us and to grip us and sometimes to totally cripple us. How do you deal with fear? Well, let's read this verse together. It's a well-known verse and a beautiful verse, Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And the words of the Lord to His people Israel, "Fear thou not." Those are nice words. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So first God says to His people here, "Fear not, for I am with you." Could I just simply say from this statement that fear is dispelled by a true awareness of His presence with us? Fear is dispelled by a true awareness of His presence with us. You can read through many, many scriptures, hundreds of scriptures, where you have this promise given, this statement given, as God speaks to His people, "Fear not." Abraham when leaving home, Moses when facing the Red Sea, David when fleeing from Saul, Paul when facing Corinth, they were told from the Lord, "Fear not." from a gracious God who understands our frail form and our forgetful nature, this is a very good reminder for His people and for us today. Fear not. It's okay. I am with you. I am at your side. Now, if you were out on the stormy seas and the waves were coming in to your boat, and it was being tossed recklessly upon the waters, and some George comes up alongside, someone you don't even know comes up and says, "Don't worry, fear not, everything's okay." As a wave slashes across your face and you fall to the deck, well, that offers very little comfort, at least it would to me. But now, just imagine if the captain of the ship says to you, don't fear. Do not fear. Everything is under control. It looks bad. It feels bad. But I'm in control of this vessel. That would be good, wouldn't it? That would give some peace to your heart. But just imagine now, if that captain were your father, and he put his arm around you and held you tight and said, listen, this is under control. This is going to work out okay. Don't worry. You see, it's altogether different. And I want to remind you today that not only is fear dispelled by a true awareness of His presence with us, but fear is dispelled because of a relationship that we have with God. It is dispelled by a true appreciation of His relationship to us. He is our God, and our God is our Father. Isn't that beautiful? He says to His people here, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." Not I am a God, or not even I am the God. I am thy God. And so I see very, very importantly the idea of relationship here in this text. And we fear can be dispelled with an understanding that God is at our side. Do you know how great God is? Well, if you want to read the chapter previous, chapter 40, good chapter to read in relation to the greatness of God's character. He says, "I am with you." He says, "I am your God." And then lastly, God makes three "I will" statements from this verse. And I can tell you upon the authority of Scripture today that fear is dispelled by a true awareness, by a true assurance, rather, of His promises for us. Three simple, profound, deep, solid promises that God gives to His people. They're good for us today. He says, "I will strengthen you." He says, "I will help you." He says, "I will uphold you. I will uphold you." You see, human strength and human ability is not enough for the trials of the Christian journey. And that is why the apostle said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's why he said, "When I am weak, then am I strong." Strength is needed for the journey. And that strength comes from the Lord. He says, "I will help you." David said, The Lord is my helper. He says, "Trust in the Lord at all times." That's very, very easy for me to stand here and say to you, "Trust in the Lord at all times." Much different when you're in the valley. Much different when you're going through the trial. Much different. But the promise is here, "I will help you." And then he says, I will uphold you. The hand of God that is underneath at all times. The psalmist says, My times are in thy hands, Moses. As Moses blesses the tribe of Asher, he says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And so this little encouragement or exhortation or whatever you want to call it is in relation to your fear. Whatever that fear may be, fear is dispelled by, number one, a true awareness of His presence with us. Secondly, by a true appreciation of His relationship to us. And thirdly, dispelled by a true assurance of His promises for us. May God bless His word.